Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faith in Action. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The doctrine that God is in control is one of the worst things that ever happened to the church. Amen. Now, if that sounds strange to you, we got a whole series called You Choose. And you need to go through all the scriptures with us. But waiting on God, God's in control of everything. Everything that happens is somehow the will of God and the plan of God. I know most of the church world believes that, but it is absolutely not true. It is not true. He gave us a will, and He left some things up to us. The lost soul that says they believe in God, are they really waiting on Jesus? Are they waiting on the Lord to save them? They're not. They're deceived. Well, we got to watch about that same thing after we get saved, that we don't think we're waiting on God to do it, when that's not how it works. You seek Him and you find out. What about praying and fasting? Praying and fasting is great, but that doesn't move God to do miracles. Are you with me? When you see a manifestation of the power of God, it's because somebody stepped out in faith. Now, the prayer is important. A lot of times you need to pray and or fast to find out what to do. Come on, are you with me? To hear from Him, to find out what to do. But if you're going to see a manifestation of power, it's going to be not just when you sit idly by saying, I believe it, but when you actually do what He told you to do. I mean, how many remember the famous words of Jesus' mother at the wedding feast of Cana? The first miracle recorded in Jesus' ministry. How did it start? She turned and looked at Him and said, whatever He says to you, do it. That is the key for miracles. Miracles. Healings. Miracles. Financial miracles. We tend to think of something hard or difficult. That's only if you are doing it, honey. People think, well, you know, terminal such and such, that's hard. Getting rid of a headache, that's not as hard. Well, you can't do either one. So why are you comparing them? And with Him, you can be stone cold dead. And it's no harder for Him than getting you free from your headache. It's not up to us to do it. It's not riding on us to do it. All we have to do is do what He told us to do. In faith. And we will meet the power of God. Can you say amen? Go to Ephesians, please. In Ephesians 2 and verse 8, for by grace you're saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Now, stop at verse 9. We, having heard things like this and things in Romans and Galatians and other places, when people hear works, a lot of times they automatically think, bad, bad. We're not into works. It's not about works. That's if you're talking about justification.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
If you're talking about being justified, made righteous, acceptable in God's eye, being accepted of Him. That's true. But read the next verse. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. I thought it wasn't by works. Well, He created us to good works, which God before ordained that we should walk in them. You see this, I won't go there, but Titus 3:4-8. Titus 3:4-8 says just about the same thing. We're not born again by works. But God has prepared good works for us. When we're talking about faith without works is dead, and that's one reason I'm not using the term works as much, because really it just means doing something. We're not trying to be justified. We already are.
That's right. Amen.
We're not trying to be made righteous through what we're doing. We already are.
That's right.
We're not attempting justification through works. We're heading for manifestation.
Yes.
Come on, are you listening?
Yes.
Through works of faith. Yes. Actions of faith. The reason I say it is because some people, in their emphasis on grace and no works, no works, no works, they conclude we do nothing ever. Basically, you come back to just waiting on God. It's all God and it's all up to Him. And none of it is to do with us. That is deception from the enemy, and you can wait year after year while nothing happens. Because you can't leave up to Him what He left up to you. Does that phrase resonate with you? We're not doing works seeking justification. It's not about justification. It's not about our righteousness or being accepted of Him. It's about seeing some power manifested in our lives, in the earth. It's not about earning anything, but it's about having enough faith to step out and do what He told us to do.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So that He has a right to manifest His power in the earth in our life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, that was worth you taking a moment to see that, didn't it? Go, please, to other scripture. 2 Kings, 7th chapter. 2 Kings 7 and verse 3. Now what has happened, because of the drought and because of the famine, people are starving to death. And the city is shut up. They said garbage is selling for huge prices because people have got nothing to eat. Nothing. They're literally eating garbage. Eating junk and stuff that normally you wouldn't even dare look at. They're starving to death. Well, it talks about four leprous men. They weren't inside the city because of their disease. If you had what the scripture here is calling leprosy, and you were examined by the priests and diagnosed that this really is not just some temporary thing, but what the Bible calls leprosy, then you had to leave town. You couldn't stay around the other people and chance infecting them or your family. Or in, what was it, Numbers 12, when Moses married an Ethiopian woman, and his sister and brother didn't like it. And I don't know all the reasons why, but they didn't like it. And I think they felt like God used them too. And so they had a right to speak up and say some things, but they didn't have a right to say some things. And they really messed up. And that's what they said, verse 2. They said, "Has the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses? Has He not spoken also by us?" And the Lord heard it. How many know there's some things you ought not say? You should not say it because you keep your mouth shut. And sometimes even repent for thinking it. Much less say it. And Moses was very meek, verse 3 said. And the Lord spoke suddenly to Moses and Aaron. And He said to Miriam, "Come out, you three, to the tabernacle of the congregation." And they three came out. Boy, that sounds like meet me out behind the woodhouse, the shed house. So somebody's in trouble, is there? Somebody's about to get a spanking. And The Lord came down in the pillar of cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forth. And he said, hear now my words. If there's a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known to him in a vision. I'll speak to him in a dream. My servant Moses is not so, who's faithful in all my house. With him I'll speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, not in dark speeches. And the similitude of the Lord shall he behold. Wherefore, then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? You know, we put the words up, those who honor me, I will honor. Jesus said, if they receive you, they receive me. Talking about the ones he sent. If they receive me, Jesus said, they receive the Father. They receive the one that sent me. And you know, we need to put great stock in whoever God chooses and uses. Doesn't make them perfect. Doesn't make them, you know, less human, but he must have seen something in them. He saw something in their heart, why he chose them and why he anointed them and used them. And just out of respect for the one that chose them, you don't talk to them a certain way or treat, even if they mess up, that's between him and them, right? But you have to watch it or you disrespect God in speaking disrespectfully to them or about them. And that's what they did. And you keep reading. It says, the anger of the Lord was kindled against them, and he departed, and the cloud departed from off the tabernacle. And behold, Miriam became leprous, white as snow. And Aaron looked upon Miriam, and behold, she was leprous. And Aaron said to Moses, alas, my Lord, I beseech you, lay not this sin upon us. We've done foolishly. We've sinned. Let her not be as one dead of whom the flesh is half consumed when he comes out of his mother's womb. There's all kind of conjecture about what leprosy might be. But to me, you look for answers to Bible questions in the Bible. Amen. Right? And this describes what they're calling leprosy. And it's not just a bad case of psoriasis. It's a living death. Parts of your body are dead. And they've turned white. It's like he compares it to an infant that's stillborn. And the body's half decomposed. It's a living death. It's an awful thing. Well, here these four men go back to, well, let's don't leave her in this shape, you know. verse 13, Moses cried out and said, heal her now, oh God, I beseech thee. And in just a few days, she was healed and they brought her back into camp. Somebody say the mercy of God, the mercy of God, the mercy of God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Faith in Action, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.